This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Western Colorado University is planning to return the remains of 25 individuals to 4 Native American tribes. The university has awarded a grant from the National Park Service that will help pay for the return of the remains and more than 100 cultural objects. The items were part of a collection donated to the university's museum after being looted from the Durango area in the 1920s and 30s. Colorado residents can now keep digital copies of their state identification cards on Google Wallet. The Colorado Division of Motor Vehicles announced this week that ID cards can be scanned and saved to the application and used in places like TSA PreCheck for check appointments. The agency says the digital IDs aren't replacing physical driver's license and other forms of identification, but they can be convenient in places that allow them. The Air Force football team will put their undefeated record to the test today, looking for their 4th straight win over midshipmen. Kickoff is set for 10 a.m. The son of the mayor of Pueblo is taking a plea deal. Douglas Gratisar pleaded guilty Thursday to misdemeanor theft and criminal mischief for 2 separate incidents. Gratisar reportedly took more than $18,000 from a couple for legal work he never returned and destroyed the house he shared with his partner. He's ordered to pay the victims a total of over $24,000. Colorado Springs police have recovered thousands of dollars in merchandise stolen from local King Supers and Albertsons Safeway stores. The police department says officers executed a search warrant last week as a part of an investigation into what police called a fencing operation located in the home. Officers were able to recover goods worth more than $13,000 during the search. The 4th Infantry Division is asking for help to find missing Fort Carson soldier Private First Class Aaron Fame. Please call Fort Carson Military Dispatch with any information. Pikes Peak State College is planning to increase its educational support for Hispanic and Latino students in the Colorado Springs area. The college announced this week it'll team up with Peak Education for a 2-year pilot program targeting students in 5 local school districts. The plan will offer concurrent education opportunities for at least 50 high school students while also helping to mentor and support their academic process. Authorities at Fort Carson are asking for the public's help to find a missing soldier. Base officials said 20-year-old Private First Class Aaron Fame was last seen Tuesday night and did not report for duty Wednesday morning. Fame is described as a 5'10" white male with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information of his whereabouts is asked to contact the Fort Carson Military Police Department. The FBI in Denver says scammers are targeting older adults and tricking them into emptying their bank accounts. It's a scam dubbed the Phantom Hacker.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We'll start our day cool in the 40s in most areas. We are in the 20s, however, in some of our mountain towns and high mountain valleys like Gunnison and Alamosa. We'll have some clouds in the afternoon with highs slightly cooler than recent days in the mid to high 70s, right around average for this time of year. All in all, a pretty nice fall weekend in store. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.